Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our special meeting this evening. This is our City Council reorganization meeting, Monday, December 6th. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Reynolds.
Here.
Councilmember Dickens.
Here.
Councilmember Costello.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Lubin.
Here.
And Mayor Ferrara.
Here. If you would all please stand and join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item on our agenda is public comment, item number 4. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to come forward. And a little bit different this evening, any item that is described in this notice, you may speak to that item if you so wish to do so. This is an opportunity for any member of the audience to come forward.
My name is Sandy Sanderson. I live at 136 Pine Street. I'm here mostly tonight to say thanks to two members of this council who have given of their time, their wisdom, their humor, and everything else. And if in a previous meeting, I did pay attention to each of you. Tonight, I'd like to be a little light on what I say. I had a dream the other night, Councilman Reynolds, and I lost a wager. The deal had to be between Steve and his planners on the end of an EIR, and the 31st sentence required an answer, how many chickens crossed Brent Street at the city council meeting. I was sure I could win, but in your wisdom and your lay of the land, you beat me because you answered, all of them. Those who didn't made a banquet for the. That is my respect for the staff that has provided you with the information on your agendas. Let us never forget the work that Steve and the staff do to make your council meeting the kind it is. And as an old citizen, and an elder citizen that isn't here for all your late night meetings, I want to tell you, you make us proud to say, I'm a citizen of Arroyo Grande. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else who would like to come forward?
Kind of hard to top your dad. I just wanted to say I've sat and stood in this room on many occasions, and I want to thank Tom and Sandy for their work here. I understand that you've had late nights, frustrating nights, some very good nights. You've served your constituency well. You've added to the collective wisdom of the decisions coming out of this body. And I've listened to many a rabbi and pastor ask during prayer that the decisions made here are made with wisdom, and you've added to that wisdom to a great, great degree. And I'm so glad that you served, and I hope this is not the last we've seen of you. We've got a lot of issues on our plate coming forward, and we need to have your input in the future. But mostly, thanks for the long nights and all your many efforts. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes.
Good evening. Gail Lightfoot, 849 Mesa Drive, former city council candidate. I got beat. How about that? I want to thank every member of our city council and everyone in Arroyo Grande for having one of the best cities that anyone could live in. And I want to congratulate the new council members for joining such an august body and carrying on in the future as it has been done in the past. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, let's don't stop there. Let's keep it going. Okay, no one else? All right, close public comment. This is, of course, the occasion upon which the members of the council that are departing us have an opportunity to share some of their thoughts and observations about the experiences of serving here in the city. And then also we welcome the new members of our council shortly thereafter. So this is an opportunity for our departing Mayor Pro Tem, Sandy Lubin, to share some of his thoughts. Sandy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's kind of hard to start after all of the things that were said. In reflecting, it's very easy to look at all the good times and all the bad times, but I think that what's most important to me is involved and to continue to support their elected candidates. I'd like to thank not only the citizens, but those supporters that I've had over the years who have helped me find the right way to maybe find the right solution if there was one, and to provide input to me. I will be more specific about them sometime in the future, but I don't want to take up 3 or 4 hours. I think an hour of discussion will be enough. As was mentioned a little earlier, I want to specifically thank the staff. There is no way any one of us up here could do this job without the support of the staff. And that starts at the top and works down. And first, it's the total staff of the city. But more importantly to me has been all the department heads who are really the ones that tell us what we're supposed to say and what we're supposed to do, and we just look good having done what they tell us to do. One of the things that's unique about the City Council of Arroyo Grande, and I think all of those who have been residents for some time will recognize, is that we don't have a reputation similar to some of our sister cities. We have the ability, or have had the ability, to discuss a lot of contentious items, have our vote, stand up, shake hands, and move on to the next item. And I am extremely proud of the relationship that I've had with all the City Council members during the period of time that I've been up here, and have had the ability to communicate with all of them. It's a very good feeling to know that we can disagree, sometimes strongly disagree, and move on. And I'm really pleased with that, and I'm proud of having been part of this City Council. The last person I would like to thank is my wife, Cindy, who has put up with this for a lot of years. Actually, I did a little checking tonight because I'm getting old enough where I had trouble remembering. But I went on the Parks and Rec Commission in 1995. So with a little bit of absence there in the middle, I've been involved with the city for roughly 10 years. And it has been a great ride, and I really appreciate the opportunities I've had with the Park and Rec Commission, the Planning Commission, and then now the City Council. So to everyone, thank you very much for the great honor that you've placed on me, allowing me to do this job. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Tom, it's your turn.
Thank you. Well, you know, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I, too, am very grateful and gratified for the opportunity that the people of Arroyo Grande have given me to serve on the council for 8 years. I had a friend when I first started to do this. He was an old gentleman that lived down in Sunrise Terrace, and he thought that was real good that I was to run for city council, and fortunately got elected. And after it was all over with, he said, "Now, Tom," he says, "you want to remember what happens to you guys." It really gives you a startle in a hurry. Anyway, we lived through that, and everything has turned out reasonably well. My main focus when I was fortunate enough to become a council member was the roads that we had in the city were in pretty tough shape. It had been a long time since there had been anything done to it. So my main focus was to get the roads taken care of, and I know the people in the engineering department can attest that I was kind of a pain in the neck on some of these things, and even the city manager. And I said, we got to find the money to do this. And so it's been a good ride. It's 8 years of things that we've done. I've enjoyed serving with these gentlemen here along with the other council members. And as Sandy said, I've been in a minority, I've been in a majority, and I've been in between, and now we're here. So now I'm going to be gone. So to the staff members that have provided us with all the information that we needed when we were talking about the finances of the Lopez Dam retrofit, to the parks people that helped us get the lights in over there for the fields so that we have more fields for the kids and the adults to play on, which I was one of the point people on that I enjoyed doing that. And to all the other staff members that I worked with, I thank you very much for your support, and mainly for the people in Arroyo Grande. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have the opportunity to be here. And my wife, she has been a force behind me, saying, you got to keep going, you got to keep going. And she said, if somebody complained about it, don't talk to me, talk to him. He's the one who got elected. So thank you very much for all of the support, and good luck to the council in the future.
Well, I think by virtue of the nature of some of the other agenda items tonight, there'll be more to say about Sandy and Tom, so I hope you two stick around. There's cake. So. All right, that will take us to item number 7, a resolution accepting the results of the general municipal election held Tuesday, November 2nd. Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. On November 2nd, a general election was held in the county of San Luis Obispo. Consolidated into that election was the municipal election for the city of Arroyo Grande for the purpose of electing a mayor, 2 council members, a city clerk, and a city treasurer. Total voter registration for the city was 11,331. The total number of ballots cast was 9,355, which resulted in an amazing 82.6% voter turnout. The county clerk has conducted the official canvass of the returns of the votes cast in the election and has declared and certified the results. It is recommended at this time that the council adopt the resolution accepting the certificate of the county clerk certifying the results of the Arroyo Grande municipal election. That concludes my report.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions on the agenda item? Okay, hearing none. Any member of the audience that would like to comment on this item? Seeing none. We will bring this back for a motion to approve.
Mr. Mayor, I'd move a resolution of the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande accepting the certificate.
We'll see if I can get this right. I've never done this before. So. Test 1, 2. Okay, we're good. Are you going to keep walking in circles? Or? Okay. Okay, if you would raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and that's a wrong oath. I've always wanted to do that. Okay, in a few seconds, I'm going to ask you to state your name at the beginning of this oath, so please do that. I state your name.
I'm Kelly Wetmore.
I'm Janet Ewell.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States,
to the
And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge. The duties upon which I am about to enter. Okay, that's it. You two don't want to say anything? Oh, okay. That's okay. That's not on the agenda. I would just...
Okay, raise your right hand and repeat after me and insert your name where appropriate. I... Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation or purpose.
I get you guys.
Did you bring a rock, Sandy?
I guess so.
Welcome, gentlemen. That will take us to item 10, and this is an opportunity for our new council member, Jim Guthrie, to make his remarks and observations. Jim?
Mr. Mayor. Well, first, of course, I'd like to thank all those people who worked on my campaign, and particularly all those people who over the years have helped bring me forward in this. I think, as many of you know, Four years ago, I started out at this as a neophyte to Arroyo Grande and really to most municipal government, and many, many people in this community have helped me learn many things over the last 4 years. I also like to thank staff, particularly in the planning department, for all of the help that they've given me as a planning commissioner over the last few years and help bring me up to speed. I look forward to working with staff going forward on all of the issues that I know we're going to face from here on out. I'd also like to thank Tom and Sandy. I've certainly enjoyed all your comments in the past, and as I say, as somebody who is new to this, learning that perspective has always been helpful to me. And finally, I just look forward. I want to thank all the voters who trusted me and gave me this position, and I look forward to serving this community. And as has been stated, this is certainly one of the prized communities to serve in, and will. Compared to a lot of communities, will be a real treat and honor to, in fact, be able to serve this community. So I thank you all, and I look forward to the next 4 years.
Councilmember Arnold.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all the citizens for their support in my election. I'd like to thank everyone that helped me with it. I'd really like to thank the staff for everything they did for us at the Planning Commission level and now at the council level. I look forward to holding the high standards that this council has been held to. I look forward to serving everyone. Very nervous, as everyone can tell right now. I'm really surprised, and I can't believe I'm here. 2 years ago, I had an idea to maybe think about the Planning Commission. That worked out wonderful. And I got a lot of support to decide to run, and I got a lot of support from the citizens. So thank you very much. I definitely will do everything to uphold all your expectations of me. Thank you.
Well, I guess it's my turn. I want to start by saying that, you know, first of all, there will be another opportunity to wish Tom and Sandy a fond farewell, bon voyage, and I'm looking forward to spending more time for your professionalism. I will always be grateful. You made my job a lot easier, so thank you very much. And again, more to follow. So I also want to acknowledge this wonderful community. I think the outcome of this election, at least to some extent, validated the work that we've done and the past 2 years and the work that we will continue to do. You've sort of sent the message that the effort that we've engaged in up here has meaning and value, and we appreciate that. It's confirmation that despite the many challenges that we have today and the challenges of the future, you're entrusting this council to be good stewards of the community, and I think we're up to the challenge. For me personally, there's no greater honor or privilege than for the community to entrust with me the responsibilities of serving as your mayor, and I'm going to try my level best to live up to that trust. You're too numerous to mention. I'm looking around the room, and I'm seeing a lot of people who I know worked very hard on the campaign to make this effort a success. I particularly want to thank my campaign chair and treasurer, Vivian Krug, who's sitting in the front row. Raise your hand, Vivian. And it didn't matter what juncture we were in the campaign. Vivian knew exactly where we were, where we were going, and what it was going to take to get there. And so we wouldn't have made it without you. So I want to thank you. I also want to thank Jane and Martin Line. They're not here this evening, but I hope they're watching. Most of all, for their friendship and brain power, foresight, continuum of support, not just for this election, but for the two previous elections as well, and they're good friends. Three others who worked very hard on this election from the logistical standpoint, Chuck Fellows and Bill McCann, both of them are here today, and Kristen Barnick. So I want to thank the three of you as well. Lastly, I want to dedicate the success of this election to someone who will always be my friend. He guided me through two previous elections, and he would have been here for me on this occasion, I know, had he not passed away last February. So I would like to dedicate this re-election campaign to Bill Herrer, former chair of the Senior Advisory Commission, a wonderful human being, and someone by virtue of our relationship has made me a better person. And I know Bill is watching tonight and probably smiling at our success. And if I know him, he's hoping for a more formidable toast at some point of this evening. And Bill, if you're listening in, I'm not going to disappoint you, and perhaps we might have more than one. So thanks to all of you for taking time out of your schedule to be here this evening and participate in this celebration. A big thank you to the Arroyo Grande community, and it is all of you working with us that makes this place so special. So meeting at 7 p.m. Tuesday, December 14th, here in these chambers.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, we can do this on a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. We are adjourned. And please join us at the cake table. Thank you. Thank you.